Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is LBC London News.
Very good afternoon to you. It's 23 minutes past four right now in the capital. This is Chris Gold with you on Drive. Let's dive straight into our top story. And we are hearing at least 3 people have died and more than 100 injured after a commuter train crashed into a station in the US state of New Jersey. Witnesses say the train crashed through the barriers and into the station building in Hoboken. Let's go live to America, where our US correspondent Simon Marks joins me now. So a very developing story then, Simon. What do we know so far?
Yes, very much developing. And indeed, Chris, there is some doubt over the number of fatalities in this train crash. The governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, has just said that there is one confirmed death at the scene, although local news reports have indicated as many as 3 people have died. Mm. Efforts are underway to try and rescue passengers trapped on board the train. And there are fears now that this train crash has done serious structural damage to the station at Hoboken in New Jersey, to the extent that there are concerns as to whether it is safe for rescue crews to enter the area where the wreckage is strewn. They're, in other words, concerned about the possibility of that end of the station collapsing. This accident took place at about 8:30 in the morning. Hoboken is a major terminal in New Jersey for commuters heading into Manhattan, but the train was coming out of Manhattan and was due to terminate at Hoboken. Multiple witnesses, including passengers on board, say it simply never braked. It never slowed down as it headed into the station. Instead, it slammed into a wall, crashed through onto the main concourse. Passengers on board injured. Passengers, of course, on the platform and on that main concourse also injured. Here's the description of what happened from one woman who was on board the train.
The train just felt like it just never stopped. It didn't slow down. It didn't brake. I mean, I don't know for sure if it didn't brake or what was happening. So the lights shut off in the car. People started yelling. The people that were standing in between on the other side, in the second car, getting ready to come out of that door, were thrown onto our side. And a young lady, actually, that was thrown from that way, got her legs caught between the doors.
The injuries at the scene have been so severe that a triage unit has been set up by the emergency services right outside the station. Area hospitals are also now receiving some of the injured, and they were warned to be on emergency standby. And of course, a huge investigation is going to get underway into the cause of this accident, which, as I say, came right in the middle of the morning rush hour, and clearly has caused an enormous amount of damage and perhaps also a substantial loss of human life.
Well, absolutely. If it happened at 8:30 in the morning, then it's likely to be as busy as any commuter train here in the capital.
Yes, I mean, I think it's important so everybody understands the geography here. Hoboken is the big railway terminal in New Jersey, directly to the west of Manhattan. So if you look at a map of the island of Manhattan, where New York City is located, and you think of Greenwich Village down on the southeast tip of that map of Manhattan, then Hoboken is directly across the Hudson River from Soho and Greenwich Village, and as such is a place where many people choose to live because they can't necessarily afford to live in New York City, so they go and live in the New Jersey suburbs and commute in every day. Now, as I say, the train that crashed was coming out of Manhattan to Hoboken. It would not therefore have been as full as the trains heading into Manhattan, but there clearly are people who head from New York City out to New Jersey at that time of day, and they were caught up in all of this. Mike Larson is an employee with New Jersey Transit at Hoboken Station, and he says he has never seen anything like this before.
I observed it coming at a high rate of speed. It went over the bumper block, basically through the air, traveled about another 40 feet, came to a rest when it hit the wall of the waiting room. You don't really believe it's happening in front of your face. I mean, I walk past that area where it happened 100 times a day, and I could never imagine that happening. So seeing it happen was almost unbelievable.
And there are very dramatic pictures, of course, on television here, and you can find them on social media, on Facebook and on Twitter, also I think at our own website, lbc.co.uk, where you can see exactly the extent of the devastation in that station at Hoboken in New Jersey, with the train wreckage. You can clearly see it on the platform, but then it's punched a hole through that wall, and you can see the front of the train sticking out on the main concourse. Gives you a real sense of the scale of the difficulty that officials are having to deal with there.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures right now, which is across all of our television screens here in London. And as you say, it is on our website as well. Some discussion earlier within our own circle here in the newsroom about whether the buffers would have come into play at all. I mean, obviously, it appears that they didn't work or they weren't present.
Well, I think he was going at such a high speed, it would seem, that he just managed to override the buffers, as far as I can tell. That's certainly the testimony of passengers at the scene and also that New Jersey Transit official. But look, an enormous investigation is going to get underway into this crash. It will be led by the National Transportation Safety Board, which is a government agency based here in Washington, D.C. They have staff on permanent standby, you know, bags packed, ready to go to the scene of any accident involving transportation. That's what they exist to investigate and to make recommendations arising out of those investigations. Kitty Higgins is a former NTSB board member, and she has been saying here that the that there's a high-tech system known as positive train control, which has not been adopted on the New Jersey Transit system, but she argues that had it been adopted, it could potentially have prevented this crash from taking place, because basically technology takes control of a train if it senses that a train is heading into that station and travelling too rapidly. But she also says that the investigation is clearly going to start with the driver, with the engineer on board.
What was the engineer doing? Did he lose situational awareness? There could be some kind of medical incident. We just don't know. Positive train control is something the NTSB has recommended for decades. And if it had been installed, that system would override any inaction by the engineer.
And I can tell you already that Governor Chris Christie, who is the governor of New Jersey, Republican governor, close ally and supporter of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, he is already facing questions, just faced them on the air on a television network here, about why that positive train control system hasn't been adopted on the New Jersey transit system, and about whether sufficient money is being devoted in New Jersey and in the surrounding region to transportation safety. Remember that in this part of the United States, as in London and in the rest of the UK, you know, train travel is an absolutely critical part of daily life for commuters up and down the East Coast. The same is not true elsewhere in the United States. If you look at the two coasts, the East and the West Coast, you've got fairly vibrant railway systems on those two coasts. But in the middle of the country, these kind of commuter lines are few and far between, and many people argue that the infrastructure of America's railways is not as adequately maintained as it should be, and that the network of America's railways is nowhere near as adequately developed as it should be, given the transportation needs of the country in the modern era.
Simon, I'm just going to ask you to pause for a moment. I just want to take you live to New Jersey, where the medical center there is just giving an update. Let's listen in.
You can find out information if people are concerned about their family members who might be here, and they can call that number. We do ask that we limit it to people who are concerned about family members who may be here. Certainly don't want to overwhelm that line with calls from other people, but if family members are looking for information or are concerned about their loved ones being here, we ask that they call that number, 201-915-2691.
So the 40 that walked in, in addition to the 3 in serious condition and the 8 in less serious condition, so is that a total of 51 people?
That's correct. That's the count that we believe we have right now.
When did the first patients arrive? Do you have an approximate time?
Around 9:15 in the morning.
Can you talk about that coordination to get them here quickly?
Sure. So we are the local ambulance provider. So when you look at the ambulance, it says Jersey City Medical Center. They are actually employees of the medical center. We also are the 911 call center here. And so we coordinate both basic and advanced life support. So we're responsible for responding, but also there's other first responders, right? There's the fire department. Certainly the police are there responding and helping out on the scene. But that coordinated effort really makes a big difference.
And can you keep deciding back at the scene where patients are going?
Well, we're the trauma center, right? So the majority of patients who are trauma victims and there's specific criteria for that would actually come here because we're prepared. We have 24-hour in-house trauma surgeons who are here available to take care of those patients with those traumatic injuries.
Do you know how many other hospitals are splitting up the hospital?
I don't know that at this point.
Could you differentiate between the 3 and the 8? What kinds of things separate them?
So the 3 are a little more critical, might be going to the operating room. They might be going to the intensive care unit. The others, we're looking to see whether or not they're going to be admitted. So it's really...
So you would say those serious conditions are in critical condition or not?
I can't say critical because I don't know their status, quite frankly.
So
once we do know their status, we will absolutely let you know. We're evaluating them now, so as soon as we know that, we'll be the first ones to let you know.
You're listening to LBC London News. That's the update being given by teams at the New Jersey Medical Center. Let's rejoin Simon Marks, our US correspondent, who's live in Washington for us. So them just explaining there exactly what they're dealing with, Simon.
Yes, that was Joseph Scott. He's the CEO of the New Jersey Medical Center, which is the principal hospital that has responded to this crisis. He says there are 51 injured people, 51 people wounded during this train crash being treated at his facility. 3 of them he describes as being in serious condition. And you heard him there say there's the possibility that they will undergo surgery or be transferred to the intensive care unit. 8 people in slightly less serious condition and 40 people that he described as being walking wounded. Now, that's just one medical facility that will be responding to this. And we also know that a triage unit was set up at the station itself to treat some people who may well have been treated at the scene and then allowed to head off on their way. There were reports earlier of in excess of 100 people being injured as a result of this train crash, which again took place at 8:30 in the morning. That's what, just over 3 hours ago, right in the middle of the morning rush hour at Hoboken train station in New Jersey.
And no word yet on the condition of the driver.
No, I've seen nothing about the condition of the driver. I mean, you know, clearly the cab would have been a dreadful place to be when that train slammed through the wall of the station. And indeed, the front car of the train, the front carriage, would also have been a pretty dreadful place to be, I suspect, given the level of damage that we have already seen this accident caused. But I don't have any information about the condition of the driver or indeed many of the passengers in that front carriage. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, has now said that there are no longer any efforts underway to free trapped passengers, that any operation that was taking place to free trapped passengers has now come to an end. So this now becomes not a rescue effort to try and release anybody who may still be trapped on the train. Presumably they've concluded there is no one still trapped on the train. And I think you're going to start seeing this move into the investigative phase. And as we heard from the former NTSB member, Kitty Higgins, a few minutes ago, definitely they're going to want to focus not just on where the engineer, the driver of the train is now, what kind of condition he is in now, but also what was taking place, if anything, in that cab before this accident occurred. And the NTSB, one of the things that they look at, the National Transportation Safety Board, is obviously the health of the driver, but they'll also be very interested to make sure that he wasn't using a cell phone either when the accident occurred or in the immediate minutes leading up to it, because cell phone use has become a real problem for the National Transportation Safety Board. It's urged all transit authorities here in the United States to crack down on cell phone use by train drivers, by the captains of ferry boats, even on aeroplanes in the the cockpit of aeroplanes. And I think that will be one area that they're looking at, although clearly we have no knowledge whatsoever about what was taking place in that cab.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our US correspondent. We will be back with Simon later on in the programme, and we are just hearing there's about to be a press conference in New Jersey. We'll bring that to you live here on LBC London News. Of course, it is being reported that three people have died and around 100 others have been injured. We did get some specific numbers from the press conference at the New Jersey Medical Centre, and we'll update you with what they had to say in a moment. And as I say, we will bring you that press conference live after this break.